This is Christopher Perrin with InsideClassicalEd.com. What follows is an interview with James K.A. Smith, author of Desiring the Kingdom, Worship, Worldview, and Cultural Formation. James Smith also teaches philosophy at Calvin College. In this particular interview, James K.A. Smith speaks about what is lacking in secular education. Here's James Smith.
So I think secular education, on the one hand, has vaulted aspirations. On the other hand, it has de facto made a decision to enclose itself in the flattened world of imminence, right? So on the one hand, it wants to arrogate to itself all kinds of aspirations, but it can never really pierce the brass heaven and have genuine transcendence. And because of that, I think a secular education flattens the world. And it leads to just the kind of reductionisms that we are often trying to resist. And then I actually think human beings, given the kinds of creatures that we are always constantly uncomfortable with, even when they dominate the culture of which we're a part. And so I think there is something in our being, there's something in our makeup that's always going to push against that closure of a secular education that flattens the world, that disenchants the world, that empties the world. And we can't ever quite get away from this penchant we have for longing for transcendence, for what Charles Taylor calls fullness. You can never sort of erase that, even if we have all these powerful pedagogies that would want to. And so what happens then is something like Christian education, which starts from a very different anthropology and doesn't reduce us down to these meaty, you know, naturalistic biological machines, but recognizes that we are characterized by this depth and this transcendence. It's that kind of Christian education that assumes that kind of anthropology sort of plucks strings that we didn't know we had, but it sort of wakes us up to a reality, and it's like, oh yeah, this is what I'm made for. This is what I'm made for. And I think that's the wager of the project of Christian education in some ways, and of a classical Christian education, is to honor the fullness of who we are as, well, as what Christian Smith calls moral believing animals. Any education that doesn't honor the fact that we are moral creatures, that we are creatures of faith, and that we are narratival, storytelling animals is never going to adequately account for our experience, for the kinds of beings that we always sense ourselves to be.
James K.A. Smith on what is missing and lacking in secular education. Additional portions of this audio interview with James K.A. Smith can be found on the web at InsideClassicalEd.com.